Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, and today we're going to be talking about the numerology for the first week of January. It's a brand new year, very exciting, and you can notice if you're looking at the video version of this already that the patterns look significantly different than what we saw for the last few months and what we saw in 2023. So overall, 2024 is going to be a year that's much more focused on money and attention, rather than like 2023 was a year that was much more focused on people, infrastructure, buildings, that kind of thing. So much more money and attention focused year overall. But we're going to dive into what we can expect this week in particular and what you can do about it, how you can use that for yourself. If you're new to what I do, I talk about all kinds of fun technical topics, and I talk about your spiritual and personal development life as well, which is far more important. You can send me questions, thoughts, and ideas directly at my website. You can text me from there. Let me know what you want me to address in different videos. You can DM me on the socials. Let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. Before we dive into this, I am not a financial advisor, I am not a legal advisor, and I am not a geopolitical expert. That being said, I am an expert in Pythagorean numerology, personal development, and a few fun technical topics. So let's get into it. So January 1st, New Year's Day, is a scattered day. There's not a whole lot happening here. Everybody's just kind of lazing around looking at headlines, thinking, making New Year's resolutions. Is very, very deep New Year's resolution vibe here, where you're making foundational choices about where you want your attention and your money to go. You're sort of culling out which information you're allowing yourself in, like, I'm going to look at that site, and I'm not going to look at that site. And these are foundational. You're trying to actually make a positive change in your world. So it's a good day for that kind of thing. Normally, I don't super recommend New Year's resolutions, but this year, actually, this is a pretty good day for that if you're going to. Geopolitically, I don't expect much to be happening. Finance and crypto, maybe. Maybe on the crypto side, because it's a banking holiday. Might see something there, but nothing big drama. And in your personal world, if you are ruling seven, watch out for that human consciousness, your tendency to act very human on this day. Ruling sevens, look out for that, especially when it relates to your physical stuff. So materialism, watch out for that. If you're a ruling five, you get a bonus of inspiration and a focus on energy. So take that and use it. Use it for your spiritual practice. Use it for your personal development. Use it for your business or professional life. If you are ruling three, I'm so excited we finally get to talk about the threes sometimes now that we're out of 2023. If you are ruling three, you have God consciousness in control here. So this is a wonderful day for your spiritual work. And if you're a ruling six, drama. New Year's Day could be drama. Not too bad, but could be a little bit of drama. So recognize it when you see it and just kind of stay out of it. So Tuesday, January 2nd, we go back to God consciousness and control for 2 days. Tuesday the 2nd is a day of balance and choices. Again, those same choices that you were making yesterday as it relates to foundational choices about where you're spending your money and your attention and the kinds of information that you're putting out and taking in. Again, though, I don't see a whole lot of action here. What you're not getting is manifestation. It's not a whole lot of action. I have no fives here. So geopolitically, Tuesday, January 2nd is meh. Just kind of whatever, not a whole lot. Finance and crypto, maybe. Maybe some action here, but it's not big drama. Maybe a couple headlines, but nothing shocking or surprising. And in your personal life, if you're a ruling seven, again, be careful. And you're going to have this problem all week. If you're a ruling seven, your tendency to be materialistic this week is far too high. Please be aware of that and try to Let it go as it comes up, acknowledge it, and let it go. If you're ruling five, you get a bonus of inspiration on Tuesday the 2nd. Very nice. And you get a focus on energy. So I love that. And if you're ruling six, no drama today, just lots of information. So you may have, you know, divinely inspired information on Tuesday, which I love. Geopolitically, Tuesday, not a lot going on. We talked about that in finance and crypto. Maybe a little bit, but not much. So Wednesday, January 3rd, we get our second day of God consciousness back in control just briefly. And it's a 3-day, which is a day of divine information, which I like. And again, this pattern that we're going to see all month, 489, the foundation of your time, your money, your attention, your information. So it's a really actually great month to be fundamentally changing what you spend your time, attention, and money on. So think about that. Geopolitically, it's really kind of interesting. Tuesday and Wednesday are identical, except for the fact that Wednesday is a 3 overall, which is more about information. So the choices that were being made Tuesday, you're going to get more information back from that on Wednesday. So you have 2 days in a row of these foundational choices and the consequences thereof coming in on Wednesday. So geopolitically, not super exciting. Finance and crypto, maybe a little bit, but nothing surprising. And in your personal world, ruling sixes, you've got all the information for 2 days in a row. Ruling fives, you've got inspiration for 2 days in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, and Thursday. And Friday. My goodness. Ruling fives. Rock. If you're a ruling seven, again, continue to be careful all week of materialism cropping up in your mind and in your world. Allow it, right? Don't suppress it. Allow it, acknowledge it, and then let it go. Don't act on it. Thursday, January 4th, is a day of inspiration for everyone across the world. That I like to see. I like to see large crowd inspiration. It's got a focus on energy for everybody. It's a 4-day, so it's a day of foundation. Sometimes the other side of 4 is can be rigidity, so look out for that. But I don't so much, maybe a little bit of that here, but not a ton. And geopolitics, I don't think so. Not today. Finance and crypto, maybe a little bit, but it's not drama. So nothing surprising. Standard headlines. And in your personal world, if you're a ruling 3, divine consciousness is in control. Lovely. Ruling 3s, you've got a lot of nice potential for your spiritual work this month, so capitalize on that. Ruling 6, your subconscious is going to be in control, so be aware. This could be great. If you've done the shadow work, this could be wonderful. If you've not done the work, and you've still got some baggage that's detrimenting you, it's going to come to the forefront on Thursday, January 4th. So be aware of that and just be ready to maybe work through it on that day. And then ruling sevens, again, beware of that potential for materialism and also for general negative attitude on January 4th. And I know sevens, I'm not picking on you. It's just this is not your week. This is kind of a little bit more challenging week for you. So stick hard to your spiritual practices, your meditation practices, your prayer, your journaling, your doing right by you, because this stuff's going to be coming up. And as it does, just work on it. Friday, January 5th, we have almost an identical pattern to Thursday, except this is a day of action. So we have inspiration and drama. So we have inspiration across the world. We have a focus on energy across the world. But we have the subconscious squarely in control across the world. Lord help us. So Friday, January 5th, everybody's wearing their baggage, all their emotional baggage, and their triggers right out front. And it's a day of action. So not only are they wearing their baggage and their triggers out front, they are acting on it. So this is not good. Just be careful who you anger on this day. People are going to be very, very quick to be triggered on January 5th. Just be aware of that and try to be compassionate and try not to be triggered yourself as you go into this. Geopolitically, Friday the 5th, yeah, yikes. So trouble obviously happens when we have world leaders also falling into just acting on their own emotional baggage. Now, they're human. They're human beings. We're pretty sure. And so because of that, they're totally as susceptible to this as you are. They're not special. They're just people. So they could be acting with their baggage out front and taking action on it. So rash decisions are something that you could see from world leaders on Friday, January 5th. And boy, I hope not, but it could be. And that's where the drama would come in. Finance and crypto, you could see some pretty wild swings in both the traditional finance and the crypto markets on Friday the 5th because of this people acting emotionally. People feeling emotional, being triggered and taking action. So this is I expect a lot of volatility. If you're a day trader, awesome, get ready. If you are a value investor, long-term holder like I am, just don't look. Just don't look at the markets on Friday the 5th. In your personal world, ruling threes have some very cool patterns. So if you're a ruling three, you have God consciousness coming in to temper that subconscious. Great day for shadow work. And you have lots of information. So this is really, really good day for your personal development work. And ruling sevens, again, watch out. Watch out for your overall attitude and that materialism coming in. But you know that. Saturday, January 6th. Okay, so Saturday, January 6th is a drama day. What is it with our Saturdays? Is it just me? Or have all the Saturdays been like drama lately? Okay, so be it, right? We can't alter what it is, but we can work with what it is. What if every Saturday is an amazingly awesome, surprisingly fantastic kind of drama? So it's a double drama day, which we've seen before. And we have human consciousness in control. So you're acting very human. And this is all of us now, not just ruling sevens. So you'll be happy to have a little reprieve. Everybody across the world for the next 2 days acting very materialistic. Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th of January, everybody acting very materialistic, very up on their, very all about their stuff. You get a little bit of temperance in here with that too, giving you a little bit of balance, but that's also decisions. And then you've got that six up there, and it's a little too disconnected for me. And so this feels like dramatic decisions based on materialism. And then when we get to Sunday, we have exactly the same pattern, except we don't have the drama. So Sunday, we get those level-headed choices, but it's still based in materialism. So it might be kind of Saturday is dramatic choices based on materialism, and Sunday is kind of the remorse of that materialism. Don't go shopping this weekend, January 6th and 7th. Don't don't buy anything on the 6th and the 7th. This would be my best advice. So Saturday the 6th, in terms of geopolitics, again, we could see world leaders making bad choices, prone to corruption, based on materialism. And Sunday, just because they're so similar, I'll kind of work them together. And then Sunday, they could be regretting those choices and making other choices. Finance and crypto, You could see drama on the crypto side on Saturday, not traditional finance, obviously, because they're closed on the weekends, but crypto is 24/7. So possibly some materialistic drama. So these are massive upswings, massive downswings in their crypto markets on Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and 7th. Whatever happens on Saturday, people are thinking better and thinking smarter, so you could be a big reversal on Sunday. Lots of swings here. Yeah, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for you day traders, it's all in for you. For us long-term holders and value investors, do not look at the markets Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Just don't. You're liable to make a bad decision when you really just need to hold. Okay, so really interesting week. And you can see how the flavors have changed completely since we've clicked over into a new year and a new month. So let's go back over some of these sort of big ideas. In the geopolitical world, we see most of that coming in Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have a lot of potential for leader corruption and leader emotional decisions and materialistic decisions, which could lead to stuff that you may not even notice the effects of for months. In the finance and crypto world, it's all about, well, not entirely all about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday could have some things going on, but those days feel much more like your own personal financial choices, whereas Friday, Saturday, Sunday feels like crypto markets gone nutty. In terms of, let's see, Saturday, if you're a ruling number three, you get a nice tight cycle in with the divine there. Great spiritual work time. Ruling threes, somewhat similarly on Sunday. May feel a little disconnected. Don't take that as a sign that you're not progressing. You just are. It's just what the energy of the day is. Ruling fives, Saturday and Sunday, you get extra inspiration, so enjoy that, and a focus on energy, so as well as the material. So watch out for your attitudes and enjoy the inspiration. Keep it positive. And so very interesting. And then ruling sixes on Sunday, look out for, again, more drama. Make it positive drama. Try not to be too materialistic. Keep it chill. And so we see what we have to watch out for in this new time and space as we're really shifting these energies towards money and attention, and that materialism them trying to pop up and pull us in when it comes to our money and to our attention. So let's be very cognizant about what we're putting our time, attention, and money on so that it's actually doing you good and not doing you harm. All right, that's the numbers this week. If you have specific things you'd like me to address in future videos, let me know. Find me on the socials. Text me from my website. Let me know what I can answer for you. And I hope you have a blessed week. We'll see you next time.